Falling asleep on the job is one of the worst things that a security officer can do. It kills contracts and validates negative stereotypes. A Google search from any computer or cell phone for the term sleeping security officers will generate thousands of links, pictures, and videos of security personnel falling asleep or being asleep on the job. Everyone knows that sleeping on the job will get you fired. Yet, every security company owner eventually encounters this problem. What's the best way to prevent security officers from falling asleep? Today, we're exploring effective strategies to prevent security guards from falling asleep on the job. Here we go. Welcome to the Your Security Business Podcast, the place for security business owners looking to run productive, profitable security companies with less stress. In this episode, we're tackling a crucial issue in the industry: keeping your security guards awake and alert throughout their shifts. For those like myself that has been in the security industry for over 12, 15 years, it's important that we acknowledge one very important fact. Yes, your security officers are 100% responsible for making sure they get enough rest to perform their duties without falling asleep. It is not unreasonable to expect your employees to stay awake while on duty. Wait for it. However, it is also a fact that companies often have to assist their employees to help them meet company expectations. Sleeping on the job is just one of many examples of things that a company can create policies and procedures to address that help to prevent things from happening that interfere with an officer's ability to meet or exceed expectations. If you educate your guards about sleep health, consider sleep habits when scheduling, have consistent schedule times, teach them what to do if they get tired on duty, and have an effective sleep policy, you will make a significant impact on reducing officers sleeping on the job. It starts with education. Some of us old school folks think that being tired is part of the security profession, and it's a minor issue. We all tell stories about, I remember when I was up for 24 hours, or I worked three doubles back to back, whatever story you want to tell. And yes, those stories are oftentimes true. I myself have worked 24 hours. I can also tell you that I was nowhere near as effective at hour 14 or 16 as I was at hour 4 or 6. It's important for us all to admit that. No one is as effective and alert after 16 hours without sleep than they are after 4 hours if they haven't had any sleep. Let's look at the facts. According to the CDC, 1 in 3 Americans are consistently sleep deprived. That's over 30%. Research from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine indicates that night shift workers are at a higher risk of experiencing sleep disorders and disruptions to their circadian rhythms. For those of you who are wondering about circadian rhythms are your body's natural internal processes that regulate the sleep-wake cycle. I could get way deeper into it as far as the science of circadian rhythms and things of that nature. We're not going to do that in this case. What I will say is that this is the thing that regulates the energy and the flow within your body so that you are awake when you should be awake and asleep when you should be asleep. If those circadian rhythms get disrupted, it can lead to mental illness, impaired decision-making, and also compromised immune systems. According to the Sleep Foundation, 4.8 out of 10 workers report feeling regularly tired while on work. If almost 50% of the people working during the day are tired while on duty, what do you think that percentage is for night shift workers? I don't have the data, but I'm sure it's over 50% in this case. The nighttime is when people naturally fall asleep anyway. How do we use education to deal with this? We start by teaching our personnel about healthy sleep hygiene. I'm not an expert, once again, on sleep health. You're going to need to do your own research to come up with your own specific plans and approach to it. But here are a few things that are fairly universally considered to be sound sleep hygiene practices. Maintain a consistent sleep schedule. I know that sometimes in the security industry, this can be hard to do, but it's not impossible. If it's a situation where a person goes from having consistent sleep schedules once a week to at least having a consistent schedule 4 or 5 days a week, that goes a long way towards improving their overall sleep health. We can educate your officers about the importance of having a calm place to lay your head, turning the television off, eliminating extra noise, having complete darkness if possible, covering your eyes. There's all kinds of different things that can be done to create a comfortable environment. And avoiding stimulants before bedtime, like not drinking coffee late at night. All these are part of establishing an effective sleep routine and having optimal sleep hygiene. These are just some of the things that you can teach and talk about to your people. Believe it or not, it seems like common sense, but it's not. One thing that we all know from working in the private security industry is that common sense is just not common. I'm sorry. It just isn't. We all know. Okay? We also need to teach about the impact of caffeine in diet. Most security officers, if you ask them what's the best thing they can do if they feel tired, other than go to sleep and take a nap, we'll say, I need to drink some Red Bull. I need to drink Monster. Sugary energy drinks will get a short-term boost from the caffeine and the sugar combined, but you will also crash drastically, typically after about 60 minutes. Of course, there is some variances depending upon body chemistry and what you eat. For most people in a typical situation, they will start to hit that crash within about 60 minutes, no more than 2 hours when they have any kind of sugary, caffeine, and sugar-based drink. That's why some people prefer to use 5-Hour Energy because it doesn't have any sugar, but it still has the caffeine. You also should share information concerning how diet can affect sleep. There are certain foods that you can take that help encourage sleep. There's other foods that you can take that are not as good for your sleep. We need to teach them, educate them, so that way they can be encouraged to do the things to help them stay awake so they don't get fired. Teaching about healthy sleep habits and sleep hygiene conveys their responsibility of what they need to do in order to make sure that they are in the right position to go to work and stay awake. One more thing we should mention is taking naps. They may need to take a nap during the day before work. It all deals with their personal responsibility. But there's another part, which is your responsibility as an organization to create a scheduling system that works in sync with sleep habits and doesn't conflict with them. Officers are usually desperate for hours. Many security company owners will schedule people for 16-hour shifts right after someone worked an 8-hour shift in some cases, and they've only had an in-between slot of maybe 6 hours, and they barely had time to get home, and the officer will still agree to work. This typical security owner will go, yeah, that's great. He's a hard charger, but the fact simply means it's terrible. As responsible business owners, or scheduling managers, it is your responsibility to design the schedule in a way that puts your people in the best position possible so that they are likely to provide the best service so that you can meet expectations that your clients have put down in front of you. That is why smart security business owners always consider sleep schedules and sleep health when they are creating their master schedule for work. Engineer it so that your schedule for work for your people aligns with their natural sleep patterns. Keep in mind, I am not saying that whenever you interview people, you say, so what time do you usually go to bed? You know, we're not saying that, okay? Although I bet there would be some sleep experts that will say that, but I can't imagine running a security company that way. What we can do and what you can do is include certain consideration and practicality when you're making your schedule. For example, try to avoid double shifts. And if you have to assign a double shift, avoid scheduling people from being assigned to work overnight double shifts that extend into the next afternoon. For example, having someone working from 11 p.m. until 3 p.m. the next day is a recipe for a disaster. Absolute disaster. Here's why. If it's a person who's used to working at night, they're going to be up and alert all night long just because their circadian rhythm makes them that way. Come the morning, when it gets to around the hour that they normally go to sleep, which is probably in the 8 a.m. range to 9 a.m., they're going to hit a wall. They're going to be really, really tired. As a result, it will be very difficult for them to make it until 3 o'clock. This is one of those things that causes incidents where people fall asleep during the day and we wonder what happened and how could that be? Well, it's because this is a person who's been working the night over into the next afternoon and it totally conflicts with their natural body clock. A way to do this that would be more advantageous and in line with natural sleep patterns is to schedule someone to work a double shift from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. That is much more in line with natural sleep patterns. Yes, this person may be used to going to bed a little earlier, maybe 8 or 9 o'clock, but that still isn't really deep into their sleep routine. And when they wake up in the morning, they're good because they're used to waking up in the morning anyway. By doing it that way, you can account for their natural sleep patterns while at the same time accomplishing your mission of getting the shifts covered and providing the right service, of course. You should also try your best to assign them for the same times every week. Reality comes in and says that that's not possible all the time, particularly if you have a lot of on-call work, but it should at least be something that's top of mind. What can I do to get people the most consistent schedule possible? You'll find that not only benefits you from prevention of falling asleep on duty, it also helps retention because officers with a consistent schedule tend to have happier lives because it's easier for them to coordinate their lifestyle and their personal activities around their work schedule. That's a dual benefit of consistent schedule. You also need to look at planning for adequate rest times between shifts. There should be a gap of 12 hours or more after working any shift that's 6 hours or longer. Let's do the math. Let's look at what I mean by that. So that means if someone gets off at 11 p.m., they shouldn't have to be at work again till 11 a.m. the next day. Let's take a look at what happens if you break this rule. Let's say that you schedule someone to get off at 11 p.m. and they're scheduled to be back at work 9 hours later, which is 8 a.m. Normally, we would say 9 hour gap, that should be okay, right? Wrong. Let's look at it and do the math. If a person gets off at work at 11 o'clock, how long is it going to take for that person to get home? Now, on the assumption that they're not in one of these places like New York, LA, Washington, D.C. metro area, and it takes damn near an hour to get home regardless of what time of day, we're going to assume that they can get home in 30 minutes. So they get home at 11:30. Now they have to go to bed, but no one just automatically falls asleep. I mean, unless you're absolutely exhausted, in most cases, it takes the average person at least maybe an hour to go to sleep. So now the person goes to sleep at 12:30. They got to get to work at. If they go to bed at 12:30, what time do they need to wake up to get to work on time? Well, you figure they need to shower or whatever when they get in the morning, get themselves together. That'll take about an hour. You want them to allow at least an hour of time to commute and get to work because we don't want them to be late. So if they have to be at work at 9, they have to get up at 7. So they've now had exactly 6.5 hours to get sleep. If everything works perfectly and they get home by 11:30 and get to sleep within an hour and they actually hear their alarm and everything, they'll get 6.5 hours sleep. In most cases, it doesn't work like that. In most cases, it's more like 5. Can this person still show up and do the job? Yes, but they will not do it as well as they would if they work for a company that considered their sleep habits. This is definitely one of those cases that could result in an officer falling asleep during the day. Why risk it when you can just consider sleep habits when creating your shift assignment and your work schedules? And that's why you have to teach your employees tactics for what to do if they happen to get tired while they're on duty, because it's probably going to happen at one time or another. Sometimes due to life or other responsibilities, they may not have been able to implement all the sleep health things they intended. So we need to teach them about things that they can do when they're on duty if they get tired. Do your own research, but some things that I found that work really well: drinking water, walking around, doing some light exercise. I know for myself, if I'm working and I'm getting tired, I'll do some jumping jacks for a little bit just to get the blood working. Under no circumstances, though, should you be using sugary energy drinks. Instead, if you have an emergency, pop a 5-hour energy. Now, that's not recommended on the consistent, repeated basis, but it does work. And it does not have the sugar decline. People can have issues with caffeine. But if you're on duty and you don't have another option and you're tired, you're better off taking a 5-hour energy than being in a situation where they got to get fired. And that's just the point of the matter. But what happens if they do fall asleep? Sometimes you can do everything right as a company, even teach them about being prepared and how to handle it if they are on duty and get tired, and they still fall asleep. Back when we ran our own security business, I had a situation one time where an officer fell asleep on duty. This guy was a great officer, one of my best, excellent officer. He came into the office and, you know, he fell asleep on the job. And I'm thinking, I got to fire this guy because that's our policy. I sit there and I say to him, hey, what happened? I know that you can't afford to lose your job right now. How could you fall asleep on duty? What happened? He proceeds to tell me, oh, man, you know, usually I work overnight. And when I get off in the morning, I come home and I go to bed. My wife usually takes care of the kids in the morning, and then we're good to go. Okay, cool. So what happened? He said, well, what happened was I had been working all night, but when I got off in the morning, my wife had an early appointment that she didn't tell me about, so I had to stay up for a minute so I could take the kids to school and get them all ready. I finally got the kids ready, got them to school. Then my wife came home and we got into an argument about the fact that she didn't tell me about needing to take care of the kids and that she had an appointment and how I was going to be tired. It ended up being on and off arguments all day. Then by the time I realized it, I hadn't gotten any sleep. It was time for the kids to come home from school, so I had to take care of them. By the time I'd gotten to work, I was up for 24 hours. And so I said, why didn't you just call me? He said, well, yeah, man, I thought about it, but I thought I was going to be good. I was okay when the shift started, but then halfway through the shift, I started getting tired, and the next thing you know, I fell asleep. I said, but why didn't you call me or someone else? He goes, what was I going to do? Call you and tell you that I'm tired? Yes, that's exactly what you should have done. Call me and tell me that you're on duty and you're tired. And he was like, okay, really? I said, yeah. And unfortunately, I still had to let him go. But that is what gave birth to my sleeping policy. It is important to have a supportive sleep policy, a policy that allows a guard to report that they are tired on duty without fear of repercussions. It is better for an officer to be on duty and call you and say, hey, I'm out here on duty. I'm feeling tired. I'm worried I'm going to fall asleep. And then you have to deal with that. Then have an officer fall asleep on duty. Client complains about it. You got to fire them and replace them. And now you also have a contract that's at risk. A good sleep policy has certain things in it. Now you can customize it yourself, but there's certain things that you definitely want to have in a sleep policy. The first thing is it should allow guards to report that they're tired without fear of repercussion. And your response can be many things. You may send a replacement out if you have one available. I've had times where I didn't have a replacement available, so I sent a supervisor out there and got the supervisor to cover the shift while the officer went and took a nap in their car. Oftentimes, a nap works. So you send the supervisor down there, supervisor covers the shift, the officer sits in their car for an hour, takes a good power nap, he's good for the rest of the shift. We cost an hour of supervisor time to save the contract and retain a good employee. In some cases, if neither of those are available, I've seen some owners even say, call me every half an hour and we're going to talk in between your patrols. Now, that's kind of a lot, but it's a lot better than having to deal with an officer you got to replace, or a client that's pissed off, or a contract that's lost. All these are things that you can do, or even tell the officer to set their alarm on their phone for every 30 minutes and to call dispatch or call you every 30 minutes to check in. That won't prevent 100% from them from sleeping because, well, I guess they could fall asleep for 20 to 30 minutes, but they surely aren't going to fall asleep the whole time. All of these things are an important part of having a sleep policy where your officers understand if it happens that you're on duty, you thought you were going to be okay and you're not, let us know and we'll work it out. It's important to also emphasize that if you're an officer working at night and you're repeatedly having to use this policy, then it's time to either move you to a day shift or find employment elsewhere. You're still running a business and they need to do their jobs, but you also need to have policies and procedures in place to account for things that you know could and more likely will happen eventually. So let's recap. Educate your guards about sleep hygiene. Consider their sleep habits when you're creating your schedule. Teach them what to do if for some reason they happen to get tired while they're on duty, and have a supportive sleep policy. Do these things and sleeping on duty will be a non-issue for your security organization. Thank you for joining us on Your Security Podcast. If you would like more helpful tips and resources for running productive, profitable security businesses with less stress, visit our website, yoursecuritybusiness.com. Have a great day.